Gracious ones, the fountain of light that we, Charity and I, would establish now within our retreat over St. Louis is one of an effulgence of that which co-creates all love. Love is the fulfilling of the law of your own being, as well as that law which governs the cosmos itself. Love is the nexus of consciousness betwixt you and God, where the eternal flame resides deep within your heart, and where the true expressions of co-creativity emerge from within you as a God-conscious one. Love is, from our perspective, the most important of all virtues in the universe. For as you know, without love, all other spiritual gifts are as naught. And yet with love, those gifts empowered by the Holy Spirit are replete with the vital energies to transform life, to ennoble souls, to transform an entire civilization into the true culture of the Divine Mother that you are now dreaming into existence through your lovely lives, through your conscious works, through your simple hearts wed to the Divine One. Love is the essence behind and within all noble acts, all graceful words, all divine thoughts, all resplendent feelings. Love is the vitality of life itself that beats your heart, that restores all unto the original divine blueprint of grace. And love is the fuel by which all true golden crystal age civilizations are powered and sustained. You see, dearest ones, it is one thing to begin something and have it come to fruition. It is altogether another to sustain it for generations and eons of time, as you know time. In God's heart, love has been sustained for all eternity, and will continue to pulse out the cosmic vibratory field of pure beingness to all of created life, all sentient beings on all systems of worlds. Now, this temple fountain from ancient Lemuria is reestablished within our retreat. And the fueling of the love fires that are exhibited and graciously effused from within this fountain will emerge through each of you in coming days, weeks, months, and years as you model the flame of love willingly, consciously, through the flame of charity, compassion, and givingness, through the essence of your heart drawn forth with deep reverential feeling, with the emotive power of creation itself backing it. Yes, dearest ones, you as co-creators do not make love. You share the love that already exists throughout the cosmic egg. You co-create with one another something grand and divine through the flame of love. And yet love has always been there within the core of the creation, the core of you, the very center of your being. It is my beloved charity's request that to fuel this fountain this day, that you share with one another appreciation, gratitude for each other in some way tangibly, that you share loving devotion to the divine ones in enumerating something that has blessed your life, that has given you a greater understanding of nature, of one another, and of life itself. For through this circle of awareness and this ritual of appreciation that you have engaged in the past and will again today, the love fires of that light of gratitude will indeed empower this fountain to be brighter, so that all mankind may know that love yet exists within America and within the lives of the righteous ones, that love yet remains the ideal that all must look to fulfill the law of their own being and to obey the great commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. When you demonstrate charity through graciousness, loving kindness, gratitude to God, and givingness in any way, the Divine One steps forth to anoint and bless you in your offering. The Holy Spirit sees your humility, and provides even more gifts of the Spirit to you in those poignant and sensitive moments when your essence is poured out to another without desire for reward or recognition or something on a return current. When the vital energies of your Spirit mingle with the holiness within your brother or sister, and when there is the bonding of your hearts and the blessedness of the first day of creation again brought forth from within your heart. O gracious ones, we the archangels and archai, are pure love, for we obey the law of love of the Creator, and we sustain all by that grace, by that virtue, by that light. Now let there be your sharing, your recognition of one another's gifts and loveliness. For in this, you build community, a community of fire, a community of fiery love. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence given from the heart always.